I love the Cavs. We thank Chris Kaiser for coming in, but let me tell you something. Adam Silver sees what you're doing. He says he loves everything going on with the apron and how they've had six different champions in 6 years. He loves the parody. I don't believe a damn word coming out of Adam Silver's mouth, and let me tell you why, Tone, because he's coming after your Cavs. They're shooting 40% for the year from three. There's too many damn threes. Everybody's upset. He hears the bitching. He hears the moaning, and he says they're getting ready to do something, and it's going to affect your Cleveland Cavaliers.
I agree to the extent that you start to see very similar offenses
yes.
around the league. I think we just got to be careful. Like, I don't want to sort of knee-jerk move the three-point line. I wish it were as simple as just moving the three-point line back, because then we would just do it. Part of the concern from the basketball folks is that if you move the three-point line back, you'll end up sort of just clogging up, you know, the sort of the area under the basket. And that's not such attractive basketball either. I think this is doable. We are on it. So as stewards of the game, you know, Joe Dumars leads our competition committee here. You know, we will tweak it. We will correct those issues.
I'm trying to correct our Cavs.
Well, there's nothing.
Audio courtesy of Colin Cowherd, FS1.
There's nothing. Who doesn't listen to Pittsburgh radio? There's nothing to correct here. There's nothing to correct here when it comes to the Cavs. Let's go through the checklist of things that people say is wrong about the NBA, right? What is right now the number one? All right, maybe
too many threes.
Maybe they're saying too many threes. We're fifth right now, the Boston Celtics, who are now 6.5 games behind
the Cavs. Are you talking
about
the amount of threes or the percent? I thought we were number one in percentage.
Well, that's what I want to get to. We are fifth in attempts. We are first like all time right now with actual percentage. So we're not just chucking. In fact, we're taking good threes and we're making them. So that's number one. Number two, load management. You notice the Cavs? They've played. They have played their guys. They have been in the lineup. I think Donovan had one rest day kind of sprinkled in there.
Mm-hmm.
Well-deserved, by the way. The Cavs are playing in their games. Their superstars are playing in their game. Number three, where are the Americans? We lament the death of the American. Last time I checked, Darius Garland, is he from America?
He's from America.
Is he from the 50 nifty United States?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is from Toronto.
Yes, Canada. Which
Tristan Thompson.
Down the road could be American.
Toronto.
But number...
We get it our way.
Hey, Evan Mobley, American. Donovan Mitchell, American. What is the problem here? Okay, that's number three.
Eric.
Number four.
Hell
oh,
yeah.
These NBA prima donnas. Last time I checked, Donovan Mitchell stayed in the mid-market. Cleveland, Ohio.
Boom.
He stayed here. Is he a prima donna? Is Evan Mobley a prima donna? Is Darius Garland a prima donna? I know Jason Lloyd wanted to throw out a report last year that he wanted out. That could have been some agency stuff. That was certainly not coming from Darius Garland.
Jason for
because
he was just
he
on with us at 640.
With his hit pieces at the end of the year.
Out of hell with him. He wears leather suit jackets.
All right. We're never having him on again. So all these things, the myriad problems with the NBA in 2025, show me where the Cavaliers fit the description of any of those issues.
They don't.
They don't.
They don't. But
homegrown.
When I hear, but damn it, this team was put together through it, and it flies in the face of everything I was comfortable with. Remember, I made an argument 2-3 years ago for Kobe Altman to keep his job, and the only reason I wanted to make the argument is because I thought that they'd freak out and find somebody far worse. That's not a good argument. That's not a good argument. What were we talking about last year? This team has been put together piece by piece. They haven't been popular figures. The people picking them, obviously. They haven't been popular figures here over the last 5 years. And damn it, now they're the best team in the NBA. So we all have to eat a lot of crow here. And it makes me a little bit uncomfortable that we built this team for this level of the NBA. Now, he says that they're not going to have some sort of crazy change. I don't believe they are going to have any sort of a crazy change or anything. Like all of a sudden, they're going to take the three-point line, smooth it out to where there's no corner three or anything like that. I wonder if it's a tighter area. I wonder if they extend it high on the left and right and arc it out towards the center of the court. I wonder that.
I do look. I do agree that far too many teams. Like I watch any of these Hornets games, right? The Hornets know they have no shot to beat you. So what do? They chuck threes. They tell LaMelo Ball.
Get your shots in.
Yes. They say, shoot it. Doesn't matter. And it's ridiculous. You see a lot of these games where he will have attempted 15 threes,
like people,
and he's making three of them.
And this is what I do hate. And let me give credit where credit's due. There's a reason. The reason I like Brian Windhorst a lot is because he's a writer who he covers the NBA. He promotes the NBA. It's good for his business. Last week when the Cavs beat Oklahoma City, I saw what he said on ESPN, and he was right about it. He promotes the good stuff. But yeah, you are going to have games where Charlotte is going to play the Pelicans, and they're just going to come down and shoot threes, and it's going to clang because they suck. And the other team's going to come down and shoot threes, and it's going to clang because they suck. And I've seen the clips all together. Well, that yeah, there's going to be bad. There's bad football games. There's bad NFL games. There's bad baseball games.
Bad quarterback play.
There's bad hockey games, I'm sure of. And there's certainly bad basketball games. But I'm watching the Cavs. This is good basketball. Last week was fabulous basketball. The matchup with Indiana, it's intriguing. I want to see more of it. I think that it's going to be intriguing for the general basketball fan. It's a good matchup. I can make an argument, well, no Tyrese Halliburton, there's a question. Here, I mean, I'm talking from outside on a perspective there. And then when you bring in tonight, it will suck for tonight that you're not going to have Chet Holmgren. You're not going to have a couple of players for Oklahoma City, including him. And for the Cavaliers, yeah, they're going to be healthy. They should win this basketball game, even though it's a road game, for crying out loud. But Oklahoma City is still a good basketball team. I don't know if we're going to get our credit. Still, I don't know if we actually need our credit right now because, again, you're 34-5, and Shaquille O'Neal says that this is a...
So, it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
A team that can win an NBA Finals. So I just think that right now they're built in this classic sense. Things are going fantastic for us. I know that there's a trade deadline coming up. I understand that Caris LeVert's name is being thrown around because of the cap implications, contract implications. There's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do. It makes things a little bit awkward with George Niang joining us at 9:20, but I really don't want to mess with anybody. I said this to you yesterday. They've earned the right to exceed any expectations in the postseason. They've also earned the right to let me down in the postseason as they're currently made. If they get to the postseason and Boston just throttles them, even though Jason Tatum is saying they're going through some bleep right now, but if Boston throttles them, or God forbid we lose to the Knicks or something like that, yeah, we're going to have to reevaluate. We're going to have to reevaluate. We're going to have to look at Jimmy Butler, I'm sure. Like, there's going to be some things, but damn it, they've earned it. And I like where it is, and I don't want to mess with it right now because I know it's an NBA problem. I understand Adam Silver Gant's just worried about the Cavs, but damn, I'm loving what I'm seeing.
All we do is talk about NBA problems. Has anybody mentioned that the NFL wildcard weekend was down 8% from the year before?
Yeah.
And I have to say, you know, right now the NBA, you've had six different champions in 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
How is that a problem? How is that a problem? That's a good thing. The NBA never had parity like this in my lifetime that it has right now. Plus, all the guys wanting out, like 10 years ago, there's one guy, Jimmy Butler, and guess what? No one can even trade for him. So superstars are staying with their teams. I'll tell you, I'm buying stock in the NBA right now. Now, I'm not selling stock in the NFL because we know the NFL is going to be fine no matter how bad the product can be at times. Doesn't matter. People are loving the NFL. But I'm buying stock in the NBA, especially here in Cleveland.
Sounds like you're setting the tone with the Cavs. I want to get to this here. This is Lou Holtz. We heard Brady Quinn yesterday. I got a sneaking suspicion here. We heard Brady Quinn yesterday with us. And you can hear that interview, 92.3thefan.com. Brady Quinn had said that it's pretty easy to get under Ryan Day's skin. He was making a joke, and it was a funny joke when Brady Quinn had said it. Lou Holtz is taking to Twitter. Lou Holtz is going to go to the football game on Monday. Apparently his leg's not doing good or his back or something, and he's going to drag his body, quote from Lou, to this football game coming up on Monday. Lou Holtz took to Twitter, or X, however you want to call it, says Ohio State's a good team, but culture beats talent every time.
The best football team in the country is Ohio State. They have a great coaching staff. I think their defense coordinator is outstanding, and Chip Kelly's done a good job with the offense, and Coach Day does not get the credit he should deserve for the tremendous accomplishments he's had. However, they have the highest paid NIL. They have a great team. They're very talented on offense and defense. The list goes on and on. But I believe the University of Notre Dame will prevail in this football game. Not because we have the best football team, but I think we have the best culture. Culture will beat talent each and every time.
So you never had Tim Brown? Never had him?
It's a whole book.
You never had Jerome Bettis?
There's a whole book about
Mark Bavaro.
Some of the indiscretions with Notre Dame when Lou Holtz was the head coach. But he was a very good head coach.
Hey.
We're fully admitting that.
It's a different time. Lou Holtz is a interesting figure. He's fun. Makes me laugh. Can I just tell you this? What happened in the game against Michigan? Game plan wise. Didn't it seem like Ryan Day insisted on winning a certain way?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You think Lou Holtz is saying this knowing that it's going to get back to Ryan Day? All this stuff is going to get back to Ryan Day.
Trying to push the buttons.
Ryan Day takes things very personally. Ohio State Athletics takes things very personally. You have been called personally by people from Ohio State Athletics over some of your commentary over Ohio State football and men's basketball here over these last years. There ain't nothing bad to say about women's basketball. They do a great job. However, you know, Lou Holtz knows this. Just maybe getting in the head. Because we're talking about toughness. You know, I told you, Notre Dame has to play this game in a phone booth coming up on Monday. They have to shorten this field, get Jeremiah Love going, make this a game where it becomes a one-possession game going into the fourth quarter, try to force some sort of a turnover, make this thing a rock fight. Almost like how Mike Tomlin wins games with the Steelers. I think that's what Notre Dame has to do. You think Lou Holtz knows that, is trying to play that into his hand with his Notre Dame Fighting Irish, even though they're no longer his and they haven't been his for a long time, but you get what I'm saying? You think that that's trying to play into the hand? Because Ryan Day, damn, he has made decisions based on ego already, and it's cost him.
Notre Dame is praying that Ohio State tries to win a football game like that because Notre Dame knows that's the way they can win. They can win by being physical. They can win the old-fashioned way. They showed that blueprint against Penn State. And remember, that was a Penn State team that lit up the scoreboard in the Big Ten championship game against Oregon. So they were able to limit that completely in the second half last week, 2 weeks ago. It was an amazing, amazing performance by Notre Dame. They know that they can't, if it's just a scoreboard type game, they know that they cannot hang with Ohio State. You keep hearing the term, Brady Quinn said it yesterday, phone booth game. I've never heard the term phone booth game so much, at least in terms of a game plan.
You're welcome.
That I've heard this week. Yeah, you mentioned it. Absolutely.
Coming up at 9:20, George Niang going to join us on the show. I'm just thinking. I'm picking Ohio State to win. In fact, I guaranteed it.
Are you coming off the guarantee?
No. I said what I said, and I got to deal with what I said.
Don't you want to be given credit if Notre Dame wins that Kenny got it right? Because you'll be so happy about Ohio State losing.
No, I will not be
You'll
happy.
Be wearing your Notre Dame stuff, and you'll be playing Rudy
be
in the background.
No, I will not. I will not be wearing anything Notre Dame. You have a video of me cheering for Notre Dame, but I'm still not going to be. I'm going to be like Rob Lowe with the NFL hat on. I'm going to be a neutral observer. Certainly I will be.